Welcome to the second episode of the Paw Pals podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about dealing with dog hair. So the majority of dogs do shed. There's a few hypoallergenic breeds that don't. But if you have a dog, generally, you're going to have dog hair. And if you have a double-coated dog breed, which means they have an undercoat, you will have most likely a ton of dog hair. I used to have a German Shepherd, and they were also, some people would call them German Shedders because they shed so much. She shed basically all the time. It was worse in the spring and the fall, but it was a constant battle to keep up with the dog hair, and when you run the vacuum, you would be chasing, I guess you call them dog hair bunnies, it's kind of like dust bunnies, but made out of dog hair, down the hall. So one of the first things you're going to want to do, either I would recommend before you get your dog, is to get a good vacuum cleaner. I used a Dyson Animal and it worked really well. You basically want a vacuum cleaner that's going to really clean the carpet well so that you get all the dog hair out, because if you run the vacuum cleaner over a spot and it doesn't pick up all the dog hair, you're going to have to keep running over that spot over and over and over again. And it takes forever in that case to get your house clean. With the Dyson, I did have to do that a few different times where you ran over the same spot. But if you keep up with it, instead of letting all the hair build up, it definitely helps. Which would go into my second tip, which is vacuum frequently. It's much easier to get rid of and maintain how much dog hair is floating around your house if you keep up with it and vacuum. I mean, depending on your dog, if you have a double-coated breed, I would say every single day. That'll just help you keep on top of the dog hair. It ends up like under your fridge and under your furniture and everywhere else, so it's just easier to catch as much of the dog hair in the vacuum as you can before you're dragging all your furniture out to find the balls of dog hair under it. The other thing, if you have hardwood floors in your house, which because of allergies, I prefer hardwood floors, but if you have hardwood floors, you're going to find that a vacuum cleaner sometimes puts out a little bit of air and it'll literally push the dust bunnies across the floor and you'll be chasing them. So it works really well to use the arm thing you pull out on your vacuum cleaner, they call it the wand, I guess some of them call it, and put an attachment on there. I just like using the one for like corners and then using that to catch the dust bunnies, because otherwise you could be chasing a dust bunny down the hall for a long time and it's going to get a little frustrating, and the last thing you want is them all to end up under a piece of furniture or something like that. Other thing is, brushing your dog frequently. So if you get a puppy, make sure that you get them used to being brushed. And give them lots of treats when you brush them so they learn to like being brushed. If you have an older dog who doesn't like being brushed, you can still work on getting them to like being brushed. But if you don't brush your dog frequently, they're going to be carrying, in their double-coated breed, they're going to be carrying around lots of loose fur, and then it's going to end up all over your house. So I highly recommend brushing them frequently. If you don't want to brush them in your house, which I totally understand, take them outside and brush them. That way, if you take them outside and brush them, then you're not having loose dog hair that you're brushing out of them, but that doesn't end up stuck in the brush, like floating around your house. So that's always a good idea too. And then if you brush them outside, don't brush them right outside your door. Brush them, you know, a little bit away from your house. Check the direction the wind is blowing. If your dog is shedding really bad or blowing their coat in the spring or fall, make sure you're brushing them far away from your house. Dog hair makes great liners, or birds and stuff will pick up dog hair. So I never messed with, you know, picking it up out of the yard. But if you have a fancy neighborhood you live in, or you don't like seeing dog hair in your yard, you can pick it up also. But I don't think it'll be there for very long, because critters will come and get it and use it to line their nests and such. Make sure you use the proper kind of brush for your dog also. If you have a double-coated breed, use an undercoat rake. I just had a simple one that was pretty cheap. It had a wooden handle and metal paper soles, I guess, you know, that were just in a single roll. It wasn't like a brush, it was a comb. And you just use that to work the loose undercoat out of your dog. The undercoat brushes work good for removing the undercoat, whereas the regular brushes might not remove undercoat, and you really want to get that undercoat out, especially in the spring and fall, because if not, that's how you end up with, like, dogs losing, like, clumps of hair, and you're chasing your dog around the house trying to remove the loose clump of hair before it falls on the ground. So there's that. And then the other thing is, if you have a bunch of furniture, the other tip is, if you have furniture that you don't want dog hair on, I would cover it with, like, blankets, or even if you made some sort of a cover that you could unzip and throw in the washing machine to get the hair out and make sure your furniture stays nice and clean and not covered in dog fuzz. You can use a vacuum cleaner to clean the hair off of the furniture. It just takes a while because it's, you know, not a flat surface, and it also ends up with dog hair ends up like weaving into fabric and stuff. It's kind of weird how that works, but it does. So it's a little tricky to get out. You can also use those, what do you call them, those sticky roll things, pet hair rollers that you use like on your clothes. It's basically like double-sided tape to help remove dog hair from furniture. That would work also. The last tip I have is to use, is something I wish I had when I had my dog, was a dog hair, they call them like a blower or a dog hair dryer. I guess groomers use them, but you can buy them on Amazon, and you can use them. Don't use these in the house, by the way. I've seen pictures of people using, or I've seen videos of people using these online, and it's not something you're going to want to do in your house. But take your dog outside, hook the little blower up, and it blows out the loose hair in their coat. It's kind of like a vacuum cleaner that works in reverse, I guess you could say, because it blows air. It's kind of like, I guess you could use a shop vac if you don't want to invest in a dog hair dryer, dog hair blower. But the amount of hair I've seen those get out of people's dogs is phenomenal and a little bit scary. It looks like it's snowing dog fur outside when you use those. But when you use those, also be aware that your yard is probably going to look like a dog hair explosion happened, especially if you have a double coated breed. So, but those are some of my tips for dealing with dog hair. I have one more, and that's, if you want to keep dog hair off your clothing, the first thing is, you're probably not going to keep dog hair off your clothing. You're probably always going to find dog hair on your clothing. However, you can use those sticky tape rollers to remove dog hair off your clothing. You can also just use like duct tape or tape that you make a circle out of and put your hand through it. You can use that to remove dog hair off your clothes. The other thing I would recommend, if you have certain clothes that you really don't want dog hair on and you really can't afford to have dog hair on, put them in a closet in a room that your dog does not have access to. So not even like just a closet, but like a bedroom with a closet in it. That way, keep your dog out of the bedroom, and then you'll have the best chance of keeping as much dog hair as possible off of those clothes. So those are my tips for dealing with dog hair. Have a great day.